If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
What has happened? I'm N64 Josh, and we're going to be taking a look at the Pokemon Scarlet and Pokemon Violet. I keep saying violent because who knows, but the trailer dropped yesterday. Gen 9 is going to be happening the end of 2022. I think a lot of people were surprised by that, and we talked about it at length on the Nintendo PowerCast last week, and we're going to be talking about it again this week. Because I have a feeling we're all a little bit shocked. But let's jump into the trailer a little bit, kind of take a look at just what we see here from this trailer. It starts out kind of interesting. I honestly thought when it started, I was surprised that it was a game. Like, right off the bat, I thought we were seeing something from Detective Pikachu 2 based on it being kind of live action here. So it would have been great either way, but I'm kind of glad there's another game coming out. My gut feeling is that we were going to see Gen 9 this year. I feel like I alluded to it on the show last week, and this feels like a step in the right direction as we get through the security guard going through the door here. We're going to start to see some gameplay, and it's starting to feel a little more like a current, or at least a current gen Switch game, right? So as we see some of the landscape, I'm sure we're going to hear the complaints that it still looks kind of empty, right? But I still feel like there's improvements being made here. I'm going to go ahead and jump into full screen on this one so we can kind of take a look. But it looks gorgeous, right? I love the daytime, nighttime cycle. Of course, stuff we're seeing in Arceus. It's going to be another open world game from my understanding. And yeah, there's only a few Pokemon wandering around at a time. We don't know what the finished game is going to be, but they're starting to look a little bit better, right? This is not quite Pokemon Snap, which I know a lot of people would like to see Pokemon get to that level. But I mean, I'm gonna rewind it for just a second and take a look at just the scales, right? Like, as we pause right here, there's some great detail on the Pokemon. Like, the fact that you can see the snails on the scales on the snake. I know if you guys are just listening to the audio version, you obviously can't see it, but go and check out the trailer or head over to YouTube and watch this video there. A lot of times, you know, fog is so that it can hide draw distance and everything, but it's kind of setting the mood in this scene right here. So I'm looking forward to this. Arceus was a great evolution. You know, Sword, and I don't, it almost feels like a pun using the word evolution when it comes to Pokemon, but I mean, it's pretty grandiose, like, and it looks like there's quite a few different areas that we're going to be exploring. I'm gonna just take us back a little bit again and just kind of like looking at the overall picture, like, this looks like a pretty massive landscape, right? The city looks relatively large. There's a very large mountain in the background. It looks like we're
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Going to be traversing a fairly large game, which I think is fantastic. Arceus seems like it's, you know, it is a decent size, and being able to just go and explore in these open world Pokemon games, it's a breath of fresh air from having to do the typical go to the gym, fight the Elite Four or whatever. And I'm sure that's still going to be in here, and there's nothing wrong with that. But the fact that it's just a little, like, it's more open world. Hopefully there is some changes to just the overall. I mean, we know we're already seeing changes, but again, hopefully it improves on the formula. It's not that it's a horrible formula by any means. It's kept us entertained for a very long time. And I played the very first game, and then I've started playing them since they've hit the Switch. Didn't put much time into it other than that, but I've been enjoying it. I've really been enjoying getting into the Pokemon world. So again, just looking at the different areas, and I mean, these graphics look pretty great, honestly, like the fruit trees and the flowers, and the world does feel less sparse, like much less sparse than what we were seeing in the previous titles. Right now, I'm a huge fan of like the pixel art and the chibi style that Diamond and Pearl both were on the Switch, but I really like the look. And then we get to take a look at the starters. Now, of course, we've got Grass Cat, right? And then we've got a Dogosaurus, and then like Sergeant Duck. I'm not even sure what their names are, and you guys all love it when I name Pokemon. So we're going to run through the trailer just a little bit more as we kind of finish up here. But and again, at the bottom of the screen there, the small fine print, gameplay not final, right? Not final. But I mean, how are we going to traverse this space? Hopefully similar to Arceus, where we get to, land, water, air, like we've got desert areas and beach areas, and the I don't know, the world does seem just to feel or look a little more alive. It also looks like we're going to be like going into some caves and maybe underground. It seems like there's going to be quite a bit here, so I'm looking forward to this. This still has plenty of time in the oven. And this game honestly got me thinking and wondering, and we're going to ask this question on the Nintendo PowerCast, but I'm curious on your thoughts. You can leave them down in the comments, or you can hit me up in the Discord. Do you guys get the feeling that possibly Sword and Shield were originally going to be coming out on the DS, the 3DS, and then they ended up porting it over to the Switch, which is why maybe it wasn't quite up to par with what people had hoped. And this is starting to look more like a legit Switch title, just like Arceus was looking a little more like a legit Switch title. Let me know your thoughts in the comments. We'll read them on the Nintendo PowerCast, or head on over into the Discord and leave some comments there. And we will read them as well. So this is going to be little mini podcast episodes if you're listening to the audio, or else of course YouTube videos right here. So make sure to hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, and we'll see you guys in the next one. Bye, everybody.